Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. And welcome to the Garden of Gethsemane, Spiritual Assembly. My name is Azonia, and first I will give you the number where you can call in if you so desire. Do so. And that number is, I'm trying to give you the correct number. The calling number, right here, is trying to give me some help, but I'm not going to let it. When I have it available, I will share it with you. But right now, we're going to talk a little bit about a situation that we find ourselves in, and how we can, in spite of what's going on, the situation still have to have such effect on us, because we know the power that is in us. And what is in us is greater than anything that is in this world. So I want to give thanks to the Most High for just allowing this opportunity and privilege to be here, to be able to share the word of the Most High so that we can once again receive the life that intended for us to have. We stray so far away from. So we want to get back to that place where we were meant to be, where we are meant to be. And this is today, and this is time. Because right now, for sure, as we all are aware that we are living in the last days and time. And this is a time when all truth will be prevailed. It will be revealed, because the word tells us that I wish that none should perish. And it also tells us I will not leave you ignorant. So we're going to know the truth, and the truth is going to make us free. And the truth is that everything that we've been told or led to believe in this world is not in the line with the will of God. It's a lie. It's a lie. And from such we need to turn away, but first we need to be able to recognize it, because the word says that Satan has deceived the whole world, and my people perish because of lack of knowledge. So we need to know where we are, who we are, and where we stand in the eyes of God. We need to know this. So I always like to go back to look in the beginning. I like to look at Genesis, because God's creation is real. It's revealed in Genesis. And later, I do still go to most often. There's a lot of things in the most of the new, I'm going to say the New Testament is a reflection of the Old. The Old Testament is a prophecy of what is to happen. And if you look at the New Testament, the Old Testament, you can compare the two, and you'll see that it's all about Christ coming, all about Christ in the in the world coming to us, coming forth. They always look forward to having a physical Messiah coming. Well, Messiah did come, and they wanted to silence the Messiah, so they thought they would hang him up there on the cross, but that did not do anything but made his ministry grow even more so. So, again, my name is Victoria, and I'm your host at the Garden of Gethsemane, Virtual Assembly of Yah in Christ. Call-in number I have here is for guests that might be interested in calling and speaking with me, 929-477-2573. This is live recording. Again, the call-in number is 929-477-2573. And it's also live streaming on the internet. So you can go to Victoria, Garden of Gethsemane, Blog Talk Radio. As a matter of fact, you can also hear the archive of the program. This is only going to be like a few minutes, 15-minute segment, so you can go to the archive on my Facebook page or Twitter, because it's also, the programs are also connected to all the social media networks, and I have account on Twitter, Populist Victoria, Twitter, and you have the opportunity to follow up on the message that I have here. If you're not able to, I know it's just the beginning of the day, and you got to get prepared. A lot of us from that, you'll have to go to work, but for me, I'm retired, so all my work now is for the kingdom. I am building a kingdom here on earth. Now, let me see. I did have something over here that I wanted to share with you. Okay. It's about Esther. Okay. Esther written. It was the date approximately 846. Between 486 and 465 B.C. during the reign of King Ahasuerus. I don't know. I hope I pronounced his name right. Well, anyway, of Persia. Esther became queen around 479 B.C. Now, the word tells us she was a beautiful Jewish girl. She becomes the queen, and she saves fellow Jews from slaughter. So, Esther did have been, I like to talk about some things, I'm killing the myth. They say that woman was weak. And right at this is what all of them was telling people that his people, and that was not God's word, that's what he was saying in his jurisdiction. So we got to be clear, we got to understand that. Okay, but I'm back to talking about Esther. In a nationwide beauty contest, young Esther became queen of Persia without revealing her Jewish heritage. When a royal official plots to kill every Jew in the country, Esther risks her own life. She risked her own life to request the king's protection. The king was pleased with Esther. Esther is shocked by his official's plan King pleads with Esther. The king pleads with Esther is shocked by his official's plan and has the man hanged. Okay, thing that was stuck. Okay. Now, while decreeing that the Jews should defend themselves against planned slaughter, we see so much right now that's going on today, planned slaughter. So we can look at scripture and we can see what's happening in our world today, because the scripture is about, the scripture is, it's actually a system. And put it that way to make it plain and clear, it's a system. Okay, after people prevail and commemorate the event with a holiday called Purim, that would be great for us, you know, all to commemorate a holiday specifically for our achievements, for our advance. It's something that we, I imagine that it's moving on up to that, where that will eventually take place, that will happen, because it's happened in accordance to the book of Esther, that's happened before, and the word tells us that the Yah does not change, and as it was in the beginning, so it shall be in the end. So we're going to have a day, our day of celebration. All those of us that have been held captive and still under the spiritual influences that has prevented us and contained us for several years from achieving and becoming all that the Most High has created us to be. Now, Esther being favored in the sight of all of them that looked upon her, who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? Yes, I do believe so. I do believe that this is the time, and the shadows are being removed, and the light is shining on the truth, and the light is shining so brightly now that the truth can no longer hide. God's name is never mentioned in the book of Esther. Neither is prayer, but Esther asks our fellow Jews to fast and pray, to fast for her before she approaches King. Okay? Well, so what? The truth is up in the conclusion. When we find ourselves in bad situations, it may be for the same reason Esther did, who accomplished something good. This is the day, this is our time, and we need to recognize what's happening, what time it is, and use this time to bring forth what we are supposed to be about, what we're supposed to do in this name. So I'm going to be talking pretty much about the part in this situation, because if I go back and see the Garden of Eden, it was the man that committed the first sin, because he was sleeping. And where was he? He wasn't over her. He wasn't protecting her. He wasn't watching over her then. And neither is, in a lot of several cases, neither is he at this moment. Not even now. So he was deceived, but his powerful, greatest asset, and he was put there to protect them, to be his help. Because if he wanted to get to the man, he had to first go to the woman, and then he wanted God's powerful, most powerful tool, so he went to and deceived her. And of course, she thought it was good, because he came to her and enticing her that this would be something great and marvelous for you. And like any woman, anytime we get anything come to us and it's good, and if we got somebody close to us that we love and care for, we want to share that in the love that she had and compassion for the man that God had placed there in the garden that she was to help me for. Well, I'm not going to have time right now to really go into a lot in depth on this program today, but there's so much more that I do need to say. So what I'm going to perhaps need to do is extend my time on another episode. Peace and blessings.